and he will be visiting all of the military bases, and a lot of them will be closed almost right after he is visiting them. They're closing down. Guatemala's experiencing a great economic depression, and they can't support the military, so they're going to let him go. That, if you think about it, it's a catch-22, because that's going to cause a lot of people to be out on the in the market that have no an economy, that have no income coming in at all, and, quote, no function. And that's disarming to an economy already in turmoil. And so please be in prayer. The colonel that set up for Ian to be there is just in such prayer that his message will have a great effect, and maybe even some follow-up. Ian wanted me to go with him. He's leaving the 1st of June, but I've got to go to Tucson. But if we do go back and do a follow-up, I might go with him and set up some things for him, meet with some preachers and pastors, local pastors, and see if we can get some things done in that respect. So please be in prayer in that regard. Philip, you might like to go with him, but rather than me this summer. Well, you go there during the day and then teach at night. Well, the word of God declares, whatsoever man purposes in his soul to give, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth the gracious giver. The gracious giver is one who has personally accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. We have many things that God is doing as far as our assembly is concerned, the internet, the tapes, publications, and speaking, so many things, and I just smile every day that he still, the manner, the magnitude in which he uses this humble assembly. With these things in mind, let's prepare ourselves for the offertory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is that we have to serve you, to spread the gospel, that gospel to both unbeliever, centering on Jesus Christ, to believer, the gospel centering on your Spirit. What a privilege it is, Heavenly Father, to function individually and then corporately as an assembly. We pray, Father, that you will receive the offerings and that you will continue to use this assembly in the spreading of the gospel. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Open your Bibles, if you will, to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. John chapter 11, verse 47. John 11, 47. Therefore the chief priests and the Pharisees convened a council and were saying, "What are we going to do?" That is, what are we going to do about this man called Jesus? For this man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you take into account that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation should not perish." Now, this he did not say on his own initiative, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on, they planned together to kill him. This morning we're going to discuss and be reading, studying in the scriptures, what are you going to do about this man, Jesus Christ? And this is going to be a decision that even the believer has to make. Turn in your hymnals to 403. 403. This is where I hope that you will end in your journey. Not actually end. I hope this is where you will journey at this point. 403. Let's stand and sing all three verses together.